All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Wednesday, March 29th. I'm NPR News reporter Michelle Wiley. Here's our top story right now. The city of Minneapolis is holding listening sessions starting next month on where to build a future Third Precinct building in South Minneapolis. John Collins reports.
The former Third Precinct building at the intersection of Lake Street and Minnehaha Avenue was set on fire and damaged during unrest after George Floyd's murder by a Minneapolis police officer. The building has been abandoned for almost 3 years. City officials say they'll locate a partially rebuilt precinct at the site of the old building or build a new precinct on city-owned land several blocks away. Rehabbing the old site would cost an estimated $12 million, while building a new precinct down the street could cost twice that amount. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said in a statement that he expects debate, but said the neighborhood needs a police precinct. The mayor and council will make the final decision on the new precinct's location. I'm John Collins, Minneapolis.
After a fatal shooting at a Nashville elementary school this week, Minnesota's governor is urging lawmakers to take up new restrictions on guns. Lawmakers are considering bills that would expand background checks to private gun sales and set up systems to remove a person's firearms if they're believed to pose a risk to themselves or others. Governor Tim Walz said today that approving those measures could make a difference.
The only thing I'm saying is that I don't want to change people's minds on the Second Amendment. I want to change them on the goodness of this country, and this is not the way it has to be. You can own guns, have your freedoms, and not have our children be killing as much.
Gun rights groups say that passing the bills will infringe on gun owners' rights. They've urged tougher enforcement for existing laws instead. And here are some of the other stories we're watching. Today marks 25 years since tornadoes ripped through southern Minnesota communities, killing two people and destroying homes and businesses. So how has forecasting severe storms changed since then? Sarah Tamer reports.
Various forms of technology have advanced over the last few decades, and the Doppler radar system detecting a storm's speed and location is no exception. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Beitlag says while there are similarities in how storms are detected now compared to 25 years ago, today's radar technology makes a significant difference.
We used to get scans that were very coarse resolution every 5, 6, or even 7 minutes. And now we can get high resolution radar images on the order of, say, 45 to 60 seconds.
According to the State Climatology Office, more than 2,000 tornadoes touched down in Minnesota between 1950 and 2020. I'm Sarah Tamer.
The Food and Drug Administration announced today that the opioid overdose-reducing drug naloxone, also known by the name brand Narcan, could soon be available to buy over-the-counter without a prescription. The FDA first approved Narcan nasal spray in 2015 as a prescription drug. Alicia House is the executive director of the Steve Rumler Hope Network, which has been giving out free Narcan and other resources for several years as the opioid epidemic has worsened. House says greater access to Narcan saves lives.
And we get these calls all the time. I have a loved one. I'm really worried about them. I need this ASAP. And it's like, yes, we're going to do the best we can to get it to you as soon as possible, but I don't think anything's going to be as fast as swinging by your local pharmacy.
House says the cost of over-the-counter Narcan is still unknown, and there will still be a great need for free resources through community groups, which also provide training on how to use the drug. A committee of the Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved changes that would allow the Muslim call to prayer to be broadcast from mosques in the city. The changes would add amplified equipment to a religious exemption that allows bells and chimes. It would also remove restrictions on sounds related to religious worship between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. and reduce the amount of time the sounds can be amplified from 10 to 6 minutes. The full Minneapolis City Council will consider the proposal next week. Although parts of Minnesota had temperatures well below zero this morning, some other signs of spring weather are on the way. NPR meteorologist Sven Sundgaard says that could potentially include some of the first severe thunderstorms of the year in Minnesota tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got rain and snow, a mixture developing tomorrow afternoon, midday into the afternoon. Could be an icy mix initially in north central Minnesota, so be aware of that.
A winter weather advisory goes into effect tomorrow evening in the northeast and central parts of the state. We might see freezing drizzle and snow. Today, mostly clear across the state with temperatures in the 20s. And looking ahead, high temperatures in the Twin Cities are still not forecast to hit 50 degrees by the end of the week, making this one of the coolest springs in decades. In sports, the Twins have closed up spring training camp and headed north. The Twins open the regular season tomorrow in Kansas City against the Royals. They play three games in Kansas City and three in Miami before the home opener a week from tomorrow. The Timberwolves play the Suns tonight in Phoenix. The Wolves have won four straight games. And the Wild play the Avalanche tonight in Colorado. The Wild, in first place, lead the Avs by a single point in the standings. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Michelle Wiley. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Stay healthy and stay safe.